Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. Hey there, it's Dr. Andrea here with some more insight and inspiration to help you reclaim your vitality. One of the number one questions that I get asked as it relates to burnout is, how long is it going to take for me to recover? And the answer to that is a little convoluted, but let me explain why. First and foremost, every one of us is different. What burns me out may not even affect you. We each have our own innate vitality code, which will turn on our body's recovery mechanisms. But there are a lot of factors that come into play with how quickly you will bounce back. One is, what else are you doing that might aggravate your burnout? Now, one of the number one things that we recommend is, of course, taking a break. Taking a break from your busy schedule or from your work or whatever it is that is taxing and draining you. That could be caretaking, that could be projects, that could be studying, it could be a whole number of things. But one of the things that you have to recognize is that your body will respond best when you really know what it needs. So here's a case in point. I recently bought a beautiful peace lily, and the woman at the nursery said, you should basically water this about every 10 days. And I brought it home, and within a week, this is what it looked like. Not even a week, actually. Let me not hit the microphone. This is how the peace lily looked. Can you see how droopy and pitiful these leaves are? They're all hanging down. Now, the reality is, I actually just watered this about 3 days ago. So her recommendation saying, oh, you should be able to just water it once every 7 to 10 days, that might have been fine for her nursery setting, but once I brought it home here in Cannes with lots of sunlight, maybe it's too warm in here, this baby needs water much more often. And so I'm bringing all of this up because some people think, oh, if I unplug for one night or for a weekend, I should be able to get back in there. And that may be the case unless you've completely depleted your body's internal stores. You may need more sleep. You may need more time where you're not even using your brain. So it's not just the physical stuff. It may be that your mind just needs some rest. So really pay attention to the fact that you need to give yourself a break. If you're not bouncing back after just a few nights of more of sleep or a weekend or even a little mini vacation, it may be that you really drained your resources to a point that replenishing them is not going to be instantaneous. So because we know that with burnout, our adrenals, meaning those powerful powerhouses of generating hormones, the hormones that give us our energy and ability to fight disease, as well as bounce back from stress. I mean, all of those hormones play a part in our metabolism, in our vitality, and our overall well-being. If you happen to have been under extreme pressure or stress for a prolonged period of time, and maybe you weren't coping really great, maybe you were eating too much or drinking alcohol or smoking cigarettes or using some other stimulants to get through, you may have really done a number on this HPA axis. That's the part of the brain that corresponds with sending out stress signals down to the adrenals. Normally there's a feedback mechanism to turn it off. So in other words, if your burnout has really gotten to the point of almost a depletion of your hormones, it may take you longer. So the first thing is, obviously, it'd be great if you can see a functional medicine coach, a doctor who is experienced in recovery, resilience, and trauma. But first and foremost, you can start to track your moods, your energy, your sleep, and your intake of substances, food, water, how much caffeine or alcohol, so that you can start to really track if there are things that you're doing that might be aggravating it. And most importantly, just give yourself permission. Give yourself permission to take as much time as you need. There is no one who can tell you what you need more than your own body. The number one trait of resilience is all about insight. Insight is that awareness of self and the ability to really tune into our energy, our emotions, and our physical health. So take the time to really get to know, what does this precious body of yours need? What does your brain really need? And if you need extra rest, this is not a bad thing. This is not meaning that you're weak. It doesn't mean you're lame or a loser. Just recognize that your body needs to get replenished in all of those vital hormones and resources. The good news is, no matter how much you have damaged your body or been under a lot of pressure and stress, the body can recover. So you'll find many resources at our website about the nutritional ways, the supplement ways, meditation, breathing techniques, all of the ways that you can give your body the building blocks that it needs so that it can rebound, replenish, and fill you with infinite vitality. Until next time, my friend, please remember that burnout is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign that you have been strong for too long. You are a gift to the world, so you owe it to yourself to take care of this precious body of yours and your brain so that you can bounce back and be the gift that you are meant to be. Much love. Be on the lookout for my next book, which comes out this fall. Now, this book will include the real life stories of other people besides me who've developed their resilience traits and used them to recover or prevent burnout. If you happen to have a story to share, or if you know a coach, a healer, therapist, or doctor who may want to co-author this book with me, then please send them this video or check out the link to my call for authors under this video. And remember, if you did enjoy this video, please hit that like button and share it with someone else who needs some inspiration. Subscribe to my channel and turn on notifications so you can see when I'm live and when I release new videos. And check out my TED Talk that started off this whole revolution of real self-love. Innate Vitality Code Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.